Okay. Today is an Erevin day. Maseches Erevin. Tough. Now that we've seen the conditions, physical conditions that one requires for Rishus HaRabim, the physical conditions that one requires for Rishus HaYachid, so now we have to deal with the situation. What happens with both? That they're not contradictory in terms of the essence of the conditions. What happens if we have both mechitzos, however mechitzos we may need, according to Rabban and according to Rav Yehuda, and we have an area which is Rabim Mishtamshim Bo, which beats out the other one? There's a concept of Yodo Aha Elyona. Lemiyesh Yodo Aha Elyona in this situation where we have Mechitzos on one side and Shimush Rabim on the other hand. We saw, as you recall, the Ramban in Eruvin on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, that if you have an area that has all the physical conditions of a Rishus HaRabim, however it's owned by a Yachid, then what did the Ramban say? What was his halacha? It's considered to be Yachid. The Ramban's language, Alma, kol Rishut shehu kanei liyachid. Ein chayav malav mishum Rishus HaRabim, af al pi sherabim overim betochan. My taima, I'm just reading the Ramban, Rishus HaRabim kishma, shehi shel Rabim. So we see that according to the Ramban, individual ownership, that's mafkia, a Rishus HaRabim. But the question is, not if there's individual ownership, but we have the physical conditions of a Rishus HaYachid. We have the mechitzos, and we have Shimush HaRabim. So l'chora, this is a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. That when we have the world of Pasei Biros, and we have Rishus HaRabim Overes Darka. Right, Rav Yehuda Omer Imhaya Derech Rishus HaRabim Misaf Mifaskatan Yisalkena Litzdadim. That would break the Pasei Biros. We have to move the Derech HaRabim out of that area. V'chachamim Omrim Eino Tzarech. There's no problem. And what does the Gemara say? Rav Yochanan V'Rav Elazar Amrei Travayu Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shel Mechitzos. That the Shita of Rabbanon is that Mechitzos trump Shimush HaRabim. And the Shita of Rav Yehuda is not that Shimush HaRabim trumps Mechitzos. Okay, that's l'chora what the Gemara is telling us. Then the Gemara continues and compares this to the world of Yerushalayim. Now, Yerushalayim, l'chora, is a, the Gemara says, similar situation. You have a makom of Shimush HaRabim. Yerushalayim is the capital city, makom HaMikdash. There is a Sartia, a Paltia, we have everything in Yerushalayim, but we have a wall around Yerushalayim. And Rav Yochanan says that Ilmale Dlasos Nin Alos Balaila, we would call Rishus HaRabim if we didn't have those Dlatot. If we simply had four walls without Dlatot Nin Alot Balaila, we would say that what would Yerushalayim be according to Rav Yochanan? Rishus HaRabim. Namely, that when we have this stira between Rabim and Mechitzos, according to Rav Yochanan, Rabim win out. Rabim override Mechitzos. Unless we're going to have the Dlasos Ninalos. Otherwise, we're going to say that when we simply have Mechitzos, Halachic Mechitzos, without the Dlasos Ninalos, then the Rabim is going to override. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan must hold like Rav Yehuda. Because in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says that Rabim override Mechitzos. And Rav Yochanan says in Yerushalayim, Rabim override Mechitzot. So the Gemara makes an equation between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yochanan may have explained the Shita of Rabbanan, Lohodiach HaKochan Shel Mechitzot, but lo sphirale. He doesn't hold like Rabbanan. Right? That's the sugya over here in the Gemara. Namely, the Gemara is equating two situations. It's equating a situation where you have Rabim that are enveloped with mechitzos, that we say that in this situation the Rabim override the mechitzos, and the Gemara is then, and the Mishnah is dealing with the situation of Pasei Biraot, where the Rabim are bokeya through the Pasei Biraos. Gemara says that if over here
we have that according to Yochanan, if over here the rabbim override the machitzos, over here the rabbim override the machitzos. He pointed out that this is not necessarily, the Gemara says it, but logically one could distinguish between these two situations. And we pointed out that, let's say, in terms of how do we define rabbim, what kind of rabbim would be makir? Here you need, according to many Rishonim, shishim ribo. If over here you require shishim ribo as a machokas Rishonim, then there's room to distinguish between the situations. But the Gemara says that we are equating these two situations. Then the Gemara asks, leaving aside Rav Yochanan, right? Rav Yochanan deals with Yerushalayim. Leaving aside Rav Yochanan, if we're just dealing with Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, that in this situation, Rabbanan say this is a Rishus Hayachid, the Machitzos override the Rabbim. And Rav Yehuda says the Bekiyas HaRabbim is Mevatli Machitzos. We have a stira between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan and Rabbanan. That when we have a situation where we have over here a bias and have over here a bias, and here we have a Rishus HaRabbim, Rav Yehuda says if we want to be able to carry from house to house, we put a little lechi over here and a little lechi over here, and everything is fine. That the Rabbim, when we have again this balance between the Rabbim and Machitzot, right? So we say the Machitzos override the Rabbim, while Rabbanan say nothing doing. In this situation, the Rabbim override Machitzos. So we have a stira between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan and Rabbanan. Right? That in this situation, Rav Yehuda is the one that says the Rabbim override the Machitzos, and over here it's Rabbanan. Over here, Rabbanan say the Machitzos override the Rabbim, and here it's Rav Yehuda. The Gemara asks, we have a stira within Rav Yehuda, and we have a stira in Rabbanan. So Gemara says, lo kashya, we can distinguish between pasei bira'os and the shnei batim. And the Gemara says, according to each of them, rami d'Rav Yehuda, d'Rav Yehuda, rami d'Rabbanan, ad Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, lo kashya. Hasam de'ika shtei machitzos ma'al yisa, hacha leka shtei machitzos ma'al yisa. What's this distinction of the Gemara? How is the Gemara distinguishing between the world of the Yeser al Kenar Rav Yehuda Hayu lo shtei batim yishnei tzidei rishus harabim osalachim ikan malachim ikan v'nosem be'emtza, as opposed to pasei biros, the moment that we have rabim that breaks it? What's the difference between these two cases? Yes?
We'll have two full mechitas there, even, rabim aren't going through those two full mechitas.
You're saying two different things. what over here is the distinction? Either
one thing is moved off, one thing isn't. One thing is like completely surrounded, like in this example, the four areas that are.
No, again, Rav Yehuda says over here the rabbim trump the machitzos. Over here the machitzos trump the rabbim. The Gemara says that's not a stira. Ha de isa machitzos ma'al yisa. What over here is the Gemara is more distinguishing between what and what? Yes.
Is it possible that it's having finders?
What we're talking over here, we're taking from the perspective of the machitzos. The distinction over here is in terms of the machitzos. And if you're correct, you could define the rabbim differently. But we see that the Gemara previously said that we compare the rabbim inside machitzos to the rabbim that are going through the machitzos. Yes.
It's
one way of understanding is to stress the word malyasa, that Rav Yehuda says that there's a difference between halachic machitzos and real machitzos. Pasei biros, we have halachic machitzos that the rabbim will destroy, real bona fide walls, stone walls, in other words, that the rabbim are not going to destroy. That's one way of understanding. But what's another way of understanding that we'll see is very important when we get to the Rishonim? Between what and what can Rav Yehuda be distinguishing?
The Rav aren't going through those walls?
In between.
Yes, Al Kain case.
What?
Yes, Al Kain case. The Rav aren't going through the walls.
The Gemara uses the phrase, Beis Mechitzos Ma'al Yisa. So Rav Aaron stressed the word Ma'al Yisa. What do you want to stress?
Shtei Mechitzos.
Beis Mechitzos.
In other words, that when we have Rabin going in all directions, when we have Rabin, you know, he's going through from all sides, that's what will break machitzos. Here, we have two walls. Maybe the Rabin are limited to going between these two walls. The walls do limit the Rabin. So when we have walls that limit the Rabin, that the Rabin can only go left, right, they can only go north, south, they can't go east, west, then we say that the walls override the Rabin. But when the Rabin can go through from all directions, when you have a Derech HaRabin, they can go through here, through here, through here, through here, we don't have Beis Machitzos Malyus, so we don't have the Rabin being cut off in a certain direction, then everything is lost, according to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda distinguishes, there are two ways of learning, we have to see from the Gemara and the Rishonim which way they learn, but a priori there are two ways of understanding how Rav Yehuda distinguishes between these two cases. Either he's distinguishing between halachic machitzos and real machitzos, or he's distinguishing between a pirtza, that's a two-way pirtza, and a pirtza which is a four-way pirtza. Okay. Rabbanan a Rabbanan lokashe. What about Rabbanan? Here Rabbanan say, odiach hakochan shal machitzos, the machitzos work. And here machitzos don't work. Right? So why over here, why is this case better than that case? So what does the Gemara say? Hachla ika shame arba machitzos, hasam leka shame arba machitzos. What is this distinction? When do Rabbanan say that Rabbim are bokeya machitzos, and when do we say Rabbim are not bokeya machitzos? They're not distinguishing, you realize, between halachic machitzos and real machitzos. The distinction would go the other direction, like Rav Yehuda. Real would have more standing power than halachic. But what are they saying? Real machitzos and halachic machitzos, according to them, are the same level. So what do we have over here that's missing over here? Yes?
Two extra walls.
We have four walls. That these four corners create four walls. Four walls are arba machitzos. That's a hodiach and kochan shal machitzos. When you have four walls, that trumps Rabin. When you only have two walls, that doesn't trump Rabin. That can we have shem arba machitzos. That's the question of the number of walls. Halachic walls, real walls, it's all one and the same according to Rabbana. But the question is how many? Rav Yehuda says two walls are enough. Rabbanan said, no, four walls override Rabim, two walls don't override Rabim. That's one way of learning. Or another way of learning, which would be a little more conceptual, not a question of quantity, but a question of quality. How did we talk about machitzos? We spoke about two types of machitzos, two perspectives of machitzos. Perhaps when we have a sphere between Rabim and machitzos, it depends which machitzos we're talking about. No, what do you say? Well, we spoke about the difference between an amud and machitzos. So we spoke about the fact that one world of machitzos is looking from inside out. One world of machitzos is that a person is mukaf machitzos. That's what creates the rishus sayachid, that a person is surrounded by machitzos. Or what creates the rishus sayachid is that the rabbim are chasumim. The rabbim are blocked from going in, looking from outside in. We have machitzot makifot, machitzot chosmot. We pointed out one of the distinctions could be the number of machitzos that you need. That if you need machitzot makifot, maybe you need four. If you need machitzot chosmot, maybe you can do with many less. What over here can be Rabbanan be saying when they say that hasam ika shem arba machitzos? That when you have which type of machitzos does that trump the rabbim, and which type of machitzos are trumped by the rabbim?
Ones that surround you, mukaf.
When you're mukaf machitzos, shem arba machitzos, that trumps the rabbim. However, if we only have machitzot chosmot, not machitzot makifot, then the rabbim would override the machitzos. So, namely, it could be a question of number, do we have four or do we have three or two, or it could be a question of the type of machitzos. We'll speak about, you know, when we get to Amud Beis, in terms of the tel hamislaket.
The tel hamisraket lechora, we don't have mechitzot. That's the amud, right? We have the mechitzot chosmot, not the mechitzot makifot. In other words, over there, what trumps what, we'll see. In other words, but these are two ways of understanding Rabbanan. Either the Rabbanan are stressing over here the number, or they're stressing the shame of mechitzot, right? They're stressing the type of mechitza, which this number, and the fact that they are walls, create this mechitzot makifot. Okay, so that's what we have over here in terms of this sugya. So let's look for a minute before we continue in the Gemara at the Tosfos. Okay, Tosfos asks, "Ha'amar Rav Yochanan Yerushalayim ilmalei dal soseh v'chulei v'im tomar shayni Yerushalayim dahavi rechava sheshesrei amos upasin leko el yud gimel v'shlish." We said that the Gemara says that if Rav Yochanan tells us that Yerushalayim, the Rabbim of Yerushalayim, Amafkia, the walls of Yerushalayim, had we not had Dratot Ninalot, then he would certainly agree over here with Rav Yehuda that the Rabbim knock out Pasei Biraot. But Tosis asked, here the Rabbim have a width of 16. Perhaps that width of 16, that breaks the Koach of Machitzot. But here we have 13 and a third amos between the Pasei Biraot. Maybe over there the mechitzos take over. In other words, that maybe the difference is, maybe there's a difference over here in terms of the width of the Rishus HaRabim. Just to strengthen this question, it's not just a question of 16 versus 13 and a third, but Tosus and Avavamadez, which Tosus of he relates to, and the Rebbe Kiveger sends you to, and I also, the Mar Makomo sent you to, Tosus and Avavamadez said that over here, when Rav Yehuda was matir, to put a lechi here and a lechi here, and you can now carry, he was talking about 13 and a third. He wasn't talking about 16. So Rav Yehuda himself distinguishes between 13 and a third and 16. So how do we know that Rav Yochanan didn't distinguish? That these are two different worlds. That the moment that you have 16, then these two machitzas don't necessarily connect to one another. But when we have 13 and a third, that's where Rav Yochanan says, how does the Gemara connect them? That's Tosis's issue. That's Tosis's issue. So Tosis at the end says, well, if you say the whole difference between 16, he says, Uchad Abav, where I gave and explained it, Be'ofen Acher, and then everything is fine. If the whole difference between 16, 13 and a third is difference to Rabbanon, but Mi Doraisa, in both cases, we say that the Mechitzos trump the rabbin, so then there's no, you know, then the question falls off. But if we say that these are mamash dinim, what are we going to say? So Tosis brings in a factor that we're going to discuss Blineder next time in terms of our eruvim that we really haven't talked about up to now. That Yerushalayim had a tzura sapesach. Yerushalayim didn't only have holes that allowed the rabbin to go through. They didn't only have these holes, but Yerushalayim also had a tzuras haPesach. There was a wire across the top. Once there's a wire across the top, that changes the situation altogether. Hoyel the Yeshlamer, Hoyel v'Hoyel Yerushalayim tzuras haPesach dechashiv kemechitza. Tzuras haPesach, we view that's like less than halachah kemechitza. That's not even a, you know, Pasei Biraot, at least you see corners. Tzuras haPesach, you know, you're driving down the street in Yerushalayim or wherever you may, Netanya, or, and you see these, you know, you see the poles, okay, so you say that they're from Jews in the city, that there's an Erev Baruch Hashem v'chule. But what's there? Everything goes through, back and forth. You say, no. If we have over here an Iser of Kilayim Midoraisa, that if you have wheat growing and you have grapevines that are next to the wheat, that's the problem of Kilayim. And to distinguish between these two, you need 8 amos of land that's untilled, that is not wheat or grapevines. You can have a situation where you have your grapevines right over here, and you have your wheat right over here, but you have a tzuras haPesach between the two of them, and that's muter midaraisa. That's fine. Tzuras haPesach is considered to be a machitza. So Tosa says, once Yerushalayim had a tzuras haPesach, That would neutralize any advantage that 16 would have over 13 and a third. Suras HaPesach is a mechitza midoraisa. Suras HaPesach is considered to be, in a fascinating manner, 16 amos can knock off a wall which is so thick that Nebuchadnezzar had to take 3 years to knock it down. That rabbim will knock off, you know, where it's halachically. But at Suras HaPesach, in other words, that's something that Lechora is considered to be overrides the rabbim. Because what Suras HaPesach says, we don't have rabbim bokim. It's not as though rabbim are crashing through the wall. Rabbim are going through an entrance. And the moment that we get our rabbim to go through an entrance, that's not considered to be rabbim bokim bo. Rabbim bokim, so you have nothing, and then they simply are going in and out, etc., etc. That's rabbim bokim. Here we have a Suras HaPesach. If Rav Yochanan is telling us that Rabbim override even a Tzuras HaPesach, then they would certainly override an area which is 13 and a third without Tzuras HaPesach. That's what Tosis is pointing out, that the Tzuras HaPesach, even in places where a Lechi, a Korah, can't serve as to be Matir a certain area, Tzuras HaPesach, that wins hands down. In other words, if you have a Mavui, which is more than 20 Amos high, you can't use the Korah, put it Tzuras HaPesach, everything is fine. Even the Mara says it's no good, it's only Midrabana. Tzuras HaPesach Midoraisa, even by B'chol HaTorah Kula, is considered to be a Mechitza. That's how Tosos deals with this issue. This is, I'm just bringing this in because next time we're going to talk about how to build an Eruv, or what does it mean to have an Eruv. So just realize that the Tzuras HaPesach is in the eyes of the Rishon, in the eyes of the Gemara, is like a Kodesh Kodeshim. Yes?
Tzuras HaPesach can be above 20 amos.
Tzuras HaPesach can be up to, in other words, Tzuras HaPesach can't be above 20 amos, but the Tzuras HaPesach works to be Matir Amavui, where the Korah is above 20 amos. Tzuras HaPesach can only go up 20 amos as well, but the Tzuras HaPesach means you don't have to be Mema'it the Korah, just put a Tzuras HaPesach, just put a string across, and that's already enough to have a heter. Okay, so that's the Tosis over here, V'Hamar of Yochan. Then Tosis continues, Chayavin Aleha Mishum Rishus HaRabin. The Yom Tomar asked Tosfos, Kevin de Maskin under Rav Yochanan Savala Karav Yehuda, Amai Chayavin Aleha Mishum Rishus HaRabim, Ha Isle Shte Machitzot Mida Oraisa. In other words, Tosfos asked the question, this is Yerushalayim, right? So if Yerushalayim, let's assume, has 600,000 people inside and has these four entrances, but Becholzot, we still have for people in Yerushalayim. Someone is over here. There's a wall here, and there's a wall here. If we have someone over here, there's a wall here, and there's a wall here. Once we hold like Rav Yehuda, they only need two walls. So we're not binami. We broke our four walls, but we still have two walls that any person looking this way or that way will see two walls. So Tosis answers: Yeshlam ad Yerushalayim hayata mefulesha mi'arbat tzadim. V'chayavim aleha mishum rishus harabim la'omeid be'emtza hapilush deleka machitza. That in the center of Yerushalayim you had a paltia, and this paltia had an area of 16 amos this way, 16 amos this way, 16 amos this way, and 16 amos this way. So anyone standing in the paltia, He looked left, he looked right, he looked north, he looked south. He didn't see walls. He wasn't involved, he wasn't connect around, in other words, he wasn't enveloped in the walls. That's, even according to Rav Yehuda, that's how Rav Yochanan held, that the people in this area would have been a Rishus HaRabim. In Achinami, someone off to the side over here would look this way and see a wall, look this way and see a wall. Someone off to the side over here, where do we see a wall here and here? But someone in the center, whether he looked this way, this way, this way, this way, right, that he would be the Shtiva Erev, he would be the person who would you would have the Bekiyas Rabim. That this is the issue that even according to Rav Yehuda we have over here, Bekiyas Rabim.
Going back to our understanding of Rav Yehuda, between, we said that according to Rav Yehuda, here we have Shtei Machitzos Mal Yisa, and here we don't. What appears to be the distinction of Tosfos? What is Rav Yehuda Shita? We point out there are two understandings of Shtei Machitzos Mal Yisa. Is Rav Yehuda distinguishing between real machitzos and halachic machitzos, or is Rav Yehuda distinguishing between the kia from four sides and the kia from two sides? How does Tosfos over here appear to understand Rav Yehuda?
Well, here it's real walls.
And b'chol it doesn't work, right? Where doesn't it work? Where we have a b'kiyah from four sides. When you have a b'kiyah from four sides, that's what Rav Yehuda says is no good. As long as we have two walls, anyone who looks, you look this way, you don't see walls. But you look this way and this way, you see walls. That's considered, according to Rav Yehuda, to be shtei machitzos, which would override the rabbin. But when you look in any direction, the person over here by the Pasei Biraz, He looks here. He sees Rabbim. He doesn't see walls. That's enough, according to Rav Yehuda, to have the Rabbim override the machitzos. Yes, Moshe.
So, what if the person is not standing in the paltia and he's standing right in front of the door? Is that standing in front of the entrance?
So according to Tosfos, we'll see his machitzos. Other Rishonim agree with it. A person over here. Would be in a Rishus HaYochid. Person over here would be in a, because here there's a wall, and here there's a wall. Here there's a wall, and here there's a wall. Only the people in the Paltia, that's where Rav Yochanan says, would be the Rishus HaRabim. We'll see it's Machokas Rishonim a little later on, but that's what Tosis is telling us. That Tosis says, as I understand Tosis, Yushalayim ha'yisam ha'fuleshet me'arbet stodim ha'yivim ha'leh mishum ha'rabim la'omeid be'emtza ha'pilush. To Leka Mechitza, for the people in the Emtza HaPilush, the people who look in all four directions and don't see walls, they are the ones. Whether this is what Tosfos is saying or not, I agree with you, I'm not sure, but I think that's what Tosfos is saying, but we'll see if it's black and white in other Rishonim. We'll come to it in a few minutes. Emir Tzoshim. Okay. Then, let's say there. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Kasha Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, that's not a hard... No, Tosfos points out that the Hava Mina was, that maybe over here, the reason Rav Yehuda was Matir was because of three machitzos. Anyone says, no, that's not because of three machitzos, it's because of the two machitzos ma'is of the Seder. Yes?
Is the word of Tosfos being able to see walls?
In other words...
So we know that there's a thing that the machitzos should have to go all the way up. What if a person would be above the walls of the city? So he can't see walls, but he's in Rosh Hashanah because the walls of Rosh Hashanah that surround him go all the way up. He's enveloped by a halachic Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I didn't mean see walls. We'll come to the concept of seeing in a few minutes. I didn't mean see in terms of seeing. I meant that the rabbin the rabbin would be bokeya in both directions. That there would be a big, for anyone in the paltia, the rabbin are bokeya in all directions. The machitzos don't relate to him. Even two machitzos don't relate to him. But for someone over here, so the rabbim are not to the north or to the south of him. They're only to the east and to the west of him. Okay, this is the first sugya. Then the sugya continues and asks pretty much a similar question on a totally different plane. If we have this according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan say that when you have a stira between machitzos and rabbim, the machitzos override the rabbim. L'hodiach an kolchan shel machitzos. So Rav Yitzchak then points out, Eretz Yisrael ein chayav an alehav mishum rishus harabim. Was unclear to the Amoraim later. What Rav Yitzchak's Talmidim? What did he say that Eretz Yisrael is not rishus harabim? They said, oh, maybe Rav Yitzchak is holding like Rabbanan, and Eretz Yisrael, even though it has rabbim, there are millions of people in Eretz Yisrael, but there are machitzos. So Gemara, Masiv Yosef Rav Dimi, the Kamar Lo Alohash Mai Samri Abaye Lo Rav Dimi, Mai Taima, Ilema Mishum De Makif Le Surma De Tzur Mehachkisa, U Machtana De God De Geder Mehachkisa, Bavil Nami Makif Lo Pras Mehachkisa Ve Diglos Mehachkisa, Kulei Alma Nami Makif Okeanos. In other words, Abaye said, what did Rav Yitzchak mean? Did he mean to say that
The natural walls that exist around Eretz Yisrael are the mechitzos that override the rabbin, namely that he takes Rav Yochanan, he takes Rabbanan Shita to the extreme, that we say lehodiachan kochan shel mechitzos, that mechitzos, even the oceans, should serve as mechitzos and their makit, and that should be so the whole world according to that. So Gemara rejects that. But the question is, why does the Gemara reject it? What's wrong? What limitation does there have to be on machitzos? My nafgamina, between the walls of Yerushalayim, between the walls of the Pasei Biros, that the walls of the Pasei Biros override the Rabbim, according to Rabbanon. Why shouldn't Sulma Ditzur? Why shouldn't the Okeanos? Why shouldn't Diglas Pras, etc.? So what did we see in the Ramban? The Ramban related to this, Adaf and Tess.
You have to be able to like, see the walls.
They have to be near Goshos. If you don't see the walls, this is related to what Yoni asked previously, if the walls are too far away for you to be conscious of, those are not considered to be walls that would affect the Rabbim. That's the Shita of the Ramban. However, Tosas over here has a different chiluk. Tosas on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Beis points out, V'yesh Lomar, says Tosas in the second Tosas, the machitza de'ena asuyi bidei adam lo chashiva machitza kulei hai vafilu rabbanan modu da'asu rabbim vatli machitza. That according to the rabbanan, even though they say lohodiachan kochan shal machitzas, which machitzas were they referring to? Man-made machitzas. Man-made machitzas can override rabbim. Natural machitzas won't override rabbim. Can you reinterpret this in halachic terminology? Yes? Excuse me? That you're giving me an example of a natural mechitza. But the Gemara says that is not going to, the natural mechitza will not override the rabbim. Yes?
That's to be an assertion of yachid or yachidim to overcome the rabbim. Something that you do to define it that way, because min hashamayim everything is hefker.
That's certainly feasible, but I'm trying to use terminology we already use. I like to build a building. If we build a building, we have building blocks. So we dealt with building blocks and we distinguished between two, three, four machitzos. We spoke about those building blocks also. We spoke about shem arba machitzos. In other words, how can one distinguish between man-made machitzos and natural machitzos? Natural machitzos are chosmot. Natural machitzos were not created to be makif. They were created, in other words, the function they serve is to make it difficult for enemies to enter into an area. A man-made machitza could be this way or could be that way. So, in other words, this could be, again, taking the shita of Rabbanan. What we're doing is expanding it. Rabbanan say, why the pasei biraos override the rabbim? Because Pasei Biros are shem arba machitzas. So he said, maybe it's a question of number, but then the Okeanos, the ocean, is also has that same number, as Moshe pointed out. An island is surrounded all around. And b'chol zot, we say that in that situation, the rabbim can override. But if we understand in terms of shem arba machitzas, here you have machitzas makifot. Machitzas makifot, again using Aaron Svara, that these were made specifically in order to keep the rabbin out, that keep an area. So even that we say that lo asi rabbin ubake machitzas. These machitzas will be stronger than the rabbin. Masha'en kein the machitzas chosmot. There, yitachen, that the rabbin will be stronger than the machitzo tachosmot. In other words, that we can expand. In other words, the Gemara over here is simply taking Rabbanon and expand according to Tosfos and expanding it. According to the Ramban, that's a question of machitzos nikarot. So that's a different area altogether. In other words, it's neither, if you don't feel the machitzos, you're neither mukaf nor do we have the chasima. That's one approach. But if Tosfos distinguishes between the man-made and the natural, so it could be the same svara as we had earlier. Okay, then the Gemara continues to the world of Tel HaMislake. The Gemara looks in Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, Tel ha-misraket asara b'toch arba. Right? That within four amos, we have a height of 10. We have over here a halachic amud. We have over here that which would be considered to be a reshus hayachid, an area that would be set aside from the rabbim. However, rabbim bokim bo. So, again, we have this the question, what do we do when we have these machitzot that we call the machitzot chosmot, right? And we have rabbim bokim bo on the other hand. Chayavim alav mishum reshus harabim. O ein chayavim alav mishum reshus harabim. So the Gemara takes this case and then moves over to the case of the chotzer. Chotzer shirabim nichnasim bo v'yotzim bo. In other words, that a similar situation. You have a chotzer that l'chora had mechitzos, but those mechitzos have so many holes in them that the rabbim are going in and going out. Even though we have meruba omed ala paritz, but b'chol zot we have it's full of rabbim. So the Gemara compares all of this to pase biros. That whatever we're going to say in pase biros, we're going to say over here as well. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, if in pase biros the rabbim override, over here the rabbim are going to override, even though hacha lo necha tashmish say to the same degree. And according to Rabbanon, that in pase biros the mechitzos override, over here also the mechitzos override. So what is clear is that these are cases where what kind of mechitzos do we have? Real mechitzos or halachic mechitzos by the tel and by the chotzer? I would call it, by a chotzer you have walls. By a chotzer you have walls. You have walls around the chotzer. The tel ha-misraket, also you have, we're talking about a real incline that is considered to be an amud, that is considered to be a machitza chosemis in reality. It's not like pase biraos, where we simply have corners and say, oh, we'll view it as though it has machitza. It's real machitzos, and Rav Yehuda would say in this case it's like pase biraos. So why over here does Rav Yehuda say that this here, the machitzos override the rabbin? And Rav Yehuda says, pase biraos, tel ha-mislake, chotzer, over there, we say that the rabbim override the machitzos. It's not a distinction between halachic walls and non-halachic walls, but between one and what? No, like Tosis pointed out, the bekiah, by the tel ha-mislakeh on all four sides, you have rabbim. In the chotzer, you have rabbim bokim on all four sides. Pase biraos, we have on all four sides. In the middle of Yerushalayim, we have all four sides. There, Rav Yehuda is moda. However, when we have two sides, there Rav Yehuda says that the walls override. Okay, in other words, it's all this. In other words, all we've done is simply we saw that there are two ways of understanding Rav Yehuda, two ways of understanding Rabbanan. From Tosus and from the Hemshech of the Gemara, we see that Rabbanan Shita is according to Rabbanan that Kochan Shel Mechitzos override rabbim. This is when we're dealing with mechitzos makifot, right? So therefore, and we pointed out, Tosa says bidei adam. When we have mechitzos makifot, even if they're halachic, according to Rabban, when you have mechitzos makifot, that overrides rabbim. That's the shita of Rabbanan. When we have over here mechitzos chosmot, right? Then we say the rabbim override. That's the shita of Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, his shita is that the kius rabbin shtiva erev, that's doche machitzos. That's mevatle machitzos. Use language more. Rabbin mevatle machitzos. Then we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you have in all four directions, whether we're dealing with pase biraos, whether we're dealing with a chotzer, whether we're dealing with a tel ha-mislakeh, all of those cases, whether we're dealing with Yerushalayim, when we have the shtiva erev, that overrides machitzos. But if it's only in two directions, then mechitzos override the rabbim. Okay? Is that clear? In other words, that these are the two deos that we have. So now we come to the question of psak. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Do we paskin? Because here we have machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Machlokas all over. Machlokas in Pasei Miros. Machlokas in Chatzir. Machlokas in Tala Mislakin. Machlokas in Shnei Batim. Yitachain also machlokas in Yerushalayim. How do we paskin like Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yehuda? So that's why I sent it to the Baal Hamor and the Ramban and the Ravid to give us a sense of how we paskin, and then we have to see it also in the Rambam, and then B'li Neda, next time we'll move over to Halacha L'maaseh. So comes the Baal Hamor, and he points out that we saw over the last two shiurim, this shiur and the previous shiur, that we have two machlokot between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. We saw on Daf Tzadihei, there the sugya dealt with how many machitzos you need to create a Rishus HaYachid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how many mechitzos created Rishus HaYachid?
Two.
According to Rabbanan?
Three or four.
Machlokas Rishon. That's one machlokas between them. Secondly, we have a machlokas in terms of whether Asi Rabim Umavatle Mechitza. Rabbanan say Mechitzos trump Rabim. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabim trump Mechitzos. In Achinam, each of them has conditions, but that's their basic machlokas. Those are two machlokot between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. How many mechitzos do you need for a Rishus HaYachid? That's one machlokas. And second machlokas is when you have this combination simultaneously of Rabbin and mechitzos, l'mi yado al ha'elyona. What takes precedence? Rabbanan say, kochan shel mechitzos. Mechitzos of a certain nature will take precedence over Rabbin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we say, Pum fakert, Rabbim generally take precedence over mechitzos. Okay, so here the Baal Hamor says, in our Gemara, Rav Yochanan paskins like this Rav Yehuda. As Rav Yochanan says, that Yerushalayim, ilmalei dalsoseha nulos balayla, we would say that the Rabbim would trump mechitzos. And therefore, it says, therefore the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan must hold like Rav Yehuda by pasei miros. Right, that even though he explained the shita of Rabbanan, avalosfirale, he explained them avalosfirale kavasei. So the Baal Hamor says, since Rav Yochanan paskins like this Rav Yehuda, kanereh he also paskins like the other Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Yochanan paskins like Rav Yehuda. It, in other words, that two machitzos create a rishus hayachid. And therefore, when we say that in Yerushalayim, Bekiyas Rabim, Shtiba Erev, so according to Rav Yehuda, that is telling us that all of Yerushalayim, not only the Paltia, but the moment that we have Bekiyas Rabim, all of Yerushalayim, it would be considered to be a Rishus HaRabim, whether the person is here, or here, or here, or here, or here, or here, no matter where he may be, that all of Yerushalayim is a Rishus HaRabim. To read it in the Baal Hamor. The Rav Yochanan explained the sheet of Rabbanan, but didn't agree with Rabbanan. Elo Rav Yochanan k'Rav Yehuda Savarla, the Amar, firstly, Asu Rabu Mavatli Machitzta, and secondly, Ushtei Machitzos de Oraisa. The Yerushalayim, Mishum de Leka Afil Ushtei Machitzos, Lefisha Rabim Bokim Bashti the Erev, Velohaya Ba Afilu Machitza Acha Shalohayu Rabim. Bokimba. So therefore, this is considered to be a Rishus, would be a Rishus HaRabim, had we not had the situation of Dlasos Nen Olos Balayla. V'kol l'chumro chayshinan Rav Yehuda mishim dekoy Rav Yochanan b'shitate. Okay, so this is the Baal Hamor. That maybe we'll just redraw Yerushalayim. Pasei Miros, we could take off a minute. let's make Yerushalayim into a square. Right? This is our Yerushalayim. And we say that Yerushalayim has an entrance here, and here, and here, and here. And these are 16 in width, right? That we have highways going to Yerushalayim, right? We have a highway from Na'ale Adumim that goes out, you know, towards Tel Aviv, and we have a highway from Be'er Sheva that goes up towards Beit El, right? That we have highways going to Yerushalayim in both directions, and therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, we say, Pasnek Rav Yehuda, Rabim Bokim Machitzta, because we have a Shtiva Erev. This is not like the case of walls on two sides. And so all of Yerushalayim would be one Rishus HaRabim, except for the fact that we have Dilvasos Nin Olos. Dilvasos Nin Olos close these at night and turn it into a Rishus HaYochid. These are walls that, in other words, anyone coming has to go around Yerushalayim if he wants to travel at night. So therefore, since at night it's a Rishus HaYochid, it has the status of Rishus HaYochid during the day as well. But had we not had Dilvasos Nin Olos, there would have been a Rishus HaRabim. That's the Shita of the Baal Hamor that's the Shita of the Baal Hamor. Comes along the Ramban, and he says, Ein Devarav Nechonim. Da afilu bokin bahem shti ve'erev, ledivrei ha'omer shtei machitzos da'oraisa, b'makom machitzos eino chayav she'ein. The language is hadvarim, I would say harabim. She'en harabim mevatlin ela machitza ha-prutza. Like diumnin, like by the Pasei Biroz. Avol shtei machitzas zo keneged zo b'medina, afal pi she'esh b'em tzayon pirtza, she'arabim bokim oshti v'erev, I efshar l'shtei machitzas l'hisbatel, u'keneged ha'omeid mikan u'mikan eno na'ase rishus harabim l'olam, hare shtei machitzas gemuros hein. V'chulei, aval im yesh bo palti a rachav tetzayin al tetzayin, tetzayin al tetzayin, sheshesrei al sheshesrei, then efshar shachayavan alav afal pi she'ein toch hamavoot mikano mikan eino rishus har mishum shtei hamachitzos v'zoha paltia hagadola. He says that if you want to look at this from the perspective of Rav Yehuda, anyone who would be standing over here, over here, over here, he would look this way, he'd see a machitza. He'd look this way, he'd see a machitza. He's in two machitzas. Anyone over here, anyone over here, over here, over here, over here. Only in the paltia, there, in this person in the paltia, like we saw in Tosfos, these people, this would be the Rishus HaRabim. Because everyone else, let's say over here, there's a wall here, wall here. So this is already enough to be considered Rav Yehuda's two walls. That we have two walls all over the place. Only an area where you look in all four directions, you're going to see Rabim. Only the people in this area, where when they look in all four directions, I see Rabin, this is the Rishus HaRabim, but anyone here, 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 here you have two walls. 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 We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, two walls is already Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, the Ramban says that if you want to say, that when we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like him in both din, A, that the Kiyus Rabin is a Vato Machitzos, and B, that two Machitzos are Midoraisa, then we limit the Rishus HaRabim of Yerushalayim to this area. Okay? That's similar to what we saw in Tosfos. However, the Ramban says, Avol Torach Zosha Bal Hamor Lama. Why link these two dinim of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yochanan Savar Leik Rav Yehuda Da'asu Rabim Vatle Mechitzta. Avol Shtei Mechitzos K'Rabbanon Sfira Leik. This is only a problem according to Rav Yehuda because you have two Mechitzos. But we don't pass like Rav Yehuda in two machitzas. We pass, you need three machitzas, you need four machitzas. And therefore, all of this is a Rishus HaRabim, because you don't have three and four machitzas, because you always have these big holes in the machitzas that knock everything out. And so according to the Ramban,
L'shitas Rav Yehuda, you only have a Rishus Rabbim over here. According to the Baal HaMo'or, L'shitas Rav Yehuda, everything would be a Rishus Rabbim. According to the Rav, according to the Ramban, we pass like Rav Yehuda. According to the Baal HaMo'or, we pass like Rav Yehuda. According to the Ramban, we don't pass like the Rav Yehuda of the two machitzos. And therefore, once you pass like Rabbanan, that's why Rav Yochanan would say that all of Yerushalayim would be a Rishus, because we don't have three or four machitzos. That we don't, in other words, here you have two machitzos, here you have two machitzos. We don't have three or four machitzos anywhere. Here you have two machitzos. The only place that in other words, and so all of Yerushalayim would then be Rishus HaRabbah. So we have a double machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMo'or. One machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMo'or is, according to Rav Yehuda, who says, Rabim Bokim Machitzos, does that turn all of Yerushalayim into a Rishus HaRabim? That's the Shita of the Baal HaMo'or, or only the center of Yerushalayim? Secondly, do we pass like Rav Yehuda, who requires two machitzos? That's a second machlokas. Those are a double machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMo'or. Yes?
So according to the Ramban, it's Cholik and Tzuras HaPesach?
According to, everyone agrees that Yerushalayim had a Tzuras HaPesach because they had Delasos, so Adelos had a full.
So if you pass it like Rabbanon, it's still four machitzos.
So here we, in other words, this is what we're going to see. Tosus is assuming that the Tzuras HaPesach continued the machitza. We'll see when we get next week that it's not so pashut that the Tzuras HaPesach is going to have the shame machitza. That's part of the problem of the Eber, but we'll see the Rambam Shita. It's a machlokas rishon.
Okay, even if it doesn't create a Tzuras HaPesach, why is this Garas from Pasi Biros? I mean, you pass from like Rabbanan, so these two machitzas that they look view like the Pasi Biros.
We paskin like Rav Yehuda in the Machos, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan by Pasei Biros.
Right.
We pass like Rav Yehuda. That even the Ramban agrees pass
right.
Like Rav Yehuda.
But we ask Rabbanan, if you hold you need four mechitzos, where do you see four mechitzos in Pasei Biros? Even the second Machos.
Yes.
And Rabbanan said we view over here four mechitzos because it has a shame of Arba Mechitzos.
Right.
So too in the picture of here in Yerushalayim, you should view Arba Mechitzos.
No, but we pass like Rav Yehuda that the Bekiyas Rabin is Bokeah, these Arba Machitzos. We don't, Rabbanan see four Machitzos, and they say that when you see four Machitzos, the Machitzos override the Rabin. But we pass like Rav Yehuda that even when you were to see the by Pasei Biros, the four Machitzos, the Rabin would be Bokeah, because it's Shtiva Erev. The Rabin knock off not only one Machitza, two Machitzos, the Rabin will knock off even four Machitzos. They'll knock off four machitzos by chotzin, they'll knock off four machitzos by tel ha-mislake, they'll knock out four machitzos by pasei biros, they'll knock out four machitzos also by Yerushalayim.
But I understood the Ramban is saying that if you weren't in the center, rather you were one of the corners.
According to Rav Yehuda,
it would be a make-up nafkamina between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan if you need four machitzos or two machitzos.
Right.
So I'm saying even if you pass them like Rabbanan that you need four machitzos, you should view it here as if you have a shame of arba machitzos.
No. So. There are two different issues. Again, we have a double machlokes in Rabban and Rav Yehuda. Firstly, how many machitzos do you need for Rishus Hayochid? Two or four. Okay? That's one machlokes. A second machlokes is, no matter how many machitzos you need, do we say that when you have those machitzos, that you have Rabin, what's Yodon al Ha'Elyona? According to Rabbanan, machitzos Yodon al Ha'Elyona. That's the example of Pasei Biros. According to Rav Yehuda, Rabin Yadon Al HaElyona, like he says in Pasei Biros, v'chulei. In other words, that's a machlokas. Now, in Yerushalayim, we had those two things. You had theoretically four machitzos. You had Rabim, and we pass like Rav Yehuda that Rabim override machitzos. So we pass on Rav Yehuda, Rabim override machitzos. So therefore, once you pass on like Rav Yehuda, the Rabim override machitzos, all of Yerushalayim is a Rishus Arabim. That's the Ramban's Iker Shita. All of Yerushalayim, he said, however, were you to pass in like Rav Yehuda, that two machitzos would be enough, then only the center of Yerushalayim would be a Rishus Arabim, because everywhere else you're surrounded by two machitzos. The Baal HaMo'or says, even if we pass like Rav Yehuda, the all Yerushalayim would be Yerushus HaRabim. But according to the Ramban, were we to pass like Rav Yehuda in the number of machitzos, we would have two areas within Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is, both according to the Baal HaMo'or and according to the Ramban,
all of Yerushalayim as a Rishus HaRabim. According to the Bahamor, because that's Rav Yehuda's Shita. According to the Ramban, no. It's because we don't pass like Rav Yehuda in terms of number of machitzas. We pass in that you need four machitzas. And we pass them like Rav Yehuda, that even when you have four machitzas, Rabim are bokim. So Rabim are bokim in all of Yerushalayim. Nowhere in Yerushalayim you're going to have a person surrounded by four machitzas. Okay. The Kasav Sham of the Ravid was written independently of the Ramban. He looks at the Baal Hamor, views it with Bitul, called the Var of Kamotzef Neruach, Galgal Minei Sufa, that he passing into like the Ramban, that Rav Yochanan only holds like Rav Yehuda in terms of Bekiyus Rabim. He doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda in terms of number of machitzas. Rav Yochanan lo sfir like Rav Yehuda klal b'shtei machitzas. Sfir like Havasei, osu rabim mevatli machitzta. But not two or three. Ella, in other words, okay? Then he continues, what about the second machlokas between the Baal Hamor and the Ramban? Namely, do we say that when you have Yerushalayim and you have Bekiyus Rabim, that all of Yerushalayim is now a point Rav Yehuda, that all of Yerushalayim is now Rishus HaRabim, but only the center? So the Baal Hamor says it depends. He says, Ela afilu dalad mechitzos gmuros ki Yerushalayim Rishus HaRabim kvua mevateles arba mechitzos kitiknam. It depends on the nature of the Rabim. Here there's a difference between, let's say, Pasei Biros and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is considered to be a kvius of Rabin. When you have a kvius of Rabin, that is mevatel even arba machitzos, even according to Rav Yehuda, etc. Namely, that all of Yerushalayim would be a rishus harabim. If you had a situation where occasionally you would have a derech harabim, where sometimes the rabim are bokeya and not, then only the place which would be the shtiva erev would be the bekiya and not the entire area. Okay, so he makes a pshara between the Ramban and the Baal Hamor in that respect. Tov. Okay, one more sugya and we'll call it for the day. And that is the sugya on Erev and on Daf Vavam Adalah through Daf Vavam Adays. That over there, Rav Yochanan takes for granted that you cannot make an Erev, you cannot in any way be metakein a Rishus HaRabim to allow it to be carried in. The only thing you can do with Rishus HaRabim is make Dlasos Ne'ulos. You'll Malei Dlasos Ne'ulos, then Yerushalayim would be Rishus HaRabim, and no one would be allowed to carry in Yerushalayim. There's no other way. Nothing else you could use. Tzuras HaPesach, Lechikara, nothing. On a Rishus HaRabim, you can't do anything. So what then? Where does an Erev work, according to Rav Yochanan? So the Gemara says, by mevaos mefulashot. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Vavam Adays. It works by mevaos mefulashot. Is that so simple to say that an Erev will not work in Rishus HaRabim, but it will work in mevaos mefulashot? What did we see, if we can remember, we went once upon a time going to Gemara Shabbos. What did we see in Shabbos on Daf Vavam Adalah in the Braisa? How many types of Rishus HaRabim are there? What are the three examples? Sartia, Paltia, mevaos mefulashot. So if you're saying you cannot have a tikkun on a Rishus HaRabim, how can you have a tikkun in Mevo'ot Mefulashot? Mevo'ot Mefulashot is an example of a Rishus HaRabim, yes?
Isn't that only with regard to the size of the Mevo'ot? If it's a small
Mevo'ot,
it's a side street.
Yes? No, in Achinami, assuming that you have whatever you need for a Rishus HaRabim, that you need 600,000, that you need, that shouldn't be Mekura, that you need 16 Amos width, that type of Mevo'os Mefulashos would be like Rishus HaRabim, not only the Sartia and the Paltia. So we answered this with the Girsa of Rashi. What did Rashi say on the word Mevo'ot Mefulashot? He added a word. It's unclear which word he added. Mevo'ot Mefulashot. No. On Daf Vavam Aleph and Shabbos. Hamavot shelir rechavim tetzayin ama hamafulashin mishnei rasheihem lepaltia or hamafulashin mishnei rashehen le sartia. So what did we point out when we learned this? That there's no third category. Muvol mafulashot are subcategories of sartia or subcategories of paltia. Namely that the paltia and the sartia can override their banks into the mevuot mefulashot, and those mevuot mefulashot will have the status of the sartia. They'll have the status of the paltia. What then is the function of the tikkun? What does the tikkun do to the mevuot mefulashot? Exactly, it severs it from rishus harabim. Namely, that it's not a rishus harabim per se. It's only a rishus harabim as long as it is, in the language of Rashi, as long as it's mefulashot mishnei rashehem lepaltia, or mefulashot mishnei rashehem lesartia. If we're going to put over there at that point a kora, a lechi, a tzuras haPesach, that will break the connection, and then it goes back to being whatever it may be. We haven't yet learned the din of karmelis, but it would go back to being a karmelis, and then we, in other words, can already deal with the world of tikkun. Okay, so what in other words, according to Rav Yochanan, we have that requirement. The question is, do we paskin like Rav Yochanan or not? Namely, do we paskin like Rav Yochanan that only mevo'ot mefulashim can have a tikkun, or can you have a tikkun even in a rishus harabim under certain conditions? Yes?
Sorry, going back to the Moshe's question for a second. If the Mavoi has the characteristics of Chazayin Ama and Shishin Ribo, so shouldn't it be Rishus Rabim if it is disconnected from a Sarati or Paltia?
No, the difference, the Chorah, would be that the Sarati and the Paltia, as we just spoke about, that's what the Ravid said, these are Tashmish Kavua. That this is, in other words, that this is always we're going to have. Mashenk in the most of Fulashim, you know, that's where you have the ebbs and the way, it goes back and forth. That would be, it would be roi for that. It would be roi for that, but it would, in other words, Vaharaya, it's open on both ends, and people can use it.
I thought Chishim Ribo and Tezai Hama are solid mitzias, meaning it's either you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah,
that's the number of people depends by the machlokas whether they have to go at the same time or capable of having them or whatever. So you could have a place that's capable of having them, but not necessarily convenient.
Yeah, let's say over here we have this is a Saratia. This is highway number 2. Okay? And this is a Sartia. This is highway number 4. Right? In Israel, you go up the coast, so there's 2 and 4, right? And you're going to have over here a Mavui Mefulash, which is going to connect these two. It has the same Sheshesrei Amah, right? It has the same. The possibility is that if this highway is closed over here, everyone's going to go, you know, we'll go from here to here. People can go from here to here. People can change. But Lemaisa, this is the Mavui Mefulash. You realize that 90% of the people are always going to go straight on the Sartia that they're on. But someone wants to, he can go make a U-turn here, he can go from here to here, v'chulei. This is the Mavui Mefulash. So the Mavi Mefulash has the Sheshesrei Amma. It has the or Yigimel Amma Neshulish. In other words, it's in the area. It's Roi for but its function is that of a Mavi Mefulash. It is a Mavi. It's not a Sartia.
If they would close off one of the highways, if they would make that.
No, it doesn't continue. It doesn't continue in this direction or in this direction. It only is the Mavli over here. So it's Mefulash here, it's Mefulash here. Right? So we're saying that here, the Mavli Mefulash, here, according to Rav Yochanan, you can have your Lechi, your Korah, your Tzuras HaPesach. This you can turn into an area that you can carry it on Shabbos. You can't, according to Rav Yochanan, turn you can't turn Begin and Golden Meir into a Rishu Sayachin. You can, you can turn the Mavim Mefulash. Okay, that's the picture that you have in Tosfos and Daf Vav Beis. Okay, this is the Mavim Mefulash. So that is where Rav Yochanan holds. However, in other words, I'm sorry. So this is Rav Yochanan Shita. Only this Mavim Mefulash lends itself to the Tikkunim, not a classic Rishus Harabim. However, we saw the Shita of Rabbanon by Pasei Biraos is that even if Derech Rabim Holchim Darka, Pasei Biraos can serve as a Tikkun. That statement was said by Rav Yochanan and by Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar of Yochanan's Talmud. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold of Rabbanon, but Rav Elazar, the Talmud, does. And so the Rashba says, you have a Rav in the Talmud, we pass him like Rav Yochanan, that you can't have a tikkun on a Rishus HaRabin. However, the Rambam says, no, we pass him like Rav Elazar, and that's the Rambam in, sorry, somewhere I have it. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud. Shnei kosalim birishus harabim, v'ha'am ovrim b'neihem, keitzad machshir b'neihem, ose d'losos mikan u'd'losos mikan, v'achar kach ya'ase b'fneihem, b'neihem rishut ha'yachid. V'eino tzarech l'n'ol ha'd'losos b'layla, v'al tzarech shi'ru'uyos l'hina'el, hayu mishuka'os ba'afar, mefana otam u'metaknan l'hina'el. In Achinami, says the Rambam, Rishus HaRabim cannot use any hechsher. It can't use the hechsher that we could use for a mavui. But according to the Rambam, you can have a tikkun of a Rishus HaRabim. We don't paskin according to Rav Yochanan. We don't paskin like Rav Yochanan. Paskin like Rav Elazar, that there can be a tikkun. What would be the tikkun for the Derech HaRabim? It could either be Pasei Biraos, right? But that, according to Rabbanan, would be limited to Olei Regalim, or it could be Dlatot Sheru'uyos Lehina'el. This is Ru'uyos Lehina'el. I mentioned, I think, that, I don't remember if I spent it in Mashiach, that the Eruv of YU goes across Amsterdam Avenue. So when they made it, Rabbi Tendler insisted that they make Dlatos Ru'uyos Lehina'el on Amsterdam Avenue, on both sides of YU. And, you know, it has to be ruyosli noel, and every once in a while they have to find the time at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and, you know, it's closed, the dlatot. In any case, the dlatos were stolen by the time I got there. But when they made it, they were dlatos, Washington Heights. They were dlatos, they were metal dlatos. They were dlatos ruyosli noel. That the Rambam over here paskins. This is, so the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah both point out that even though Rav Yochanan says, no, only Mavos Mefulashim, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Yochanan. The Rambam paskins like Rav Elazar. Okay, a problem is that the same Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin says as follows. Chotzer Shiyesh Bo Shcheinim Harbe, this is Aleph Aleph, Kol Echad Bayis V'atzma V'chule, and he continues, after giving how you deal with a chatzer, how you deal with a mavui, he says, v'chein hadin b'medina shehi mukefes choma gvoa asara tfachim sheyesh la drasos v'nin olos b'layla shekula rishus hayachidhi zeu din Torah. That if you have Yerushalayim, it's not enough to have drasos haru'uyos l'na'el. You need, like Rav Yochanan, Dlosos v'nin olos b'layla. Namely, it appears that in Hilchos Eruvin Aleph Aleph, Rambam paskins like Rav Yochanan. And Hilchos Shabbos Yud Zayin Chaf Halacha Vav, the Rambam appears to paskin like Rav Elazar. That here the Rambam requires Dlosos v'nin olos. Dlosos v'nin olos means basically that we have 4 full mechitzos. Dlosos she'enon v'nin olos, that's a form of a tikkun. That's a form of a tikkun. That it's ro'oi li'na'el, that's enough to be considered to be a tikkun, assuming that you can be metakin, even a Rishus HaRabim. No, Rabosai, we already dealt with such stiras in the Rambam. What would be the one way of answering the stira in the Rambam? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. In other words, that we dealt with this already in a different Rambam, to the previous one, in Perek Yud Zayin Olcha Tes. But over here, it's the same thing. Namely, that when you have a Delos, which is Ro'ili Na'el, that removes the status of Rishus Harabin. When we have Dlosos Na'ulos, then Kula Rishus HaYachid Hi. Namely, that the question is, what is the function over here of the Delos? Is it to remove the status of Rishus Harabim, or is it to turn it into a Rishus HaYachid? The difference would be, then you'd have to punctuate differently. The Rambam says, Os adlosos mikan o mikan, v'acharkach yud ayin sin hei, beinehem Rishus HaYachid. We would have read it, up to now, without Jonathan, acharkach ye'osa b'nehem rishus hayachid, that by having the drasos haru'uyos li'nohel, we have turned our rishus harabim into a rishus hayachid. But that, Jonathan says, you can't say, because to turn rishus harabim into rishus hayachid, you need drasos denolos balayla. So then you'd have to read it, v'acharkach ya'asa b'nehem rishus hayachid. Namely, once already we have these drasos that are ruyos li noel, the next stage is we could turn it into rishus hayachid. It goes in stages. Achakach yase. But this is not yet a rishus hayachid. All we've done is taken away the status of rishus harabim. That would be one way of learning. The other way would be to distinguish between the medina and the am ovrim b'nehem. And namely that, well, we spoke about a few minutes ago that the medina, that would be the Sartia or the Paltia. The Am Over Beinehem, that would be more similar to the Rishus Harabim of the Mavi Mefulash, namely that according to the Raivad, that when you have a Kvius of Rabim, then Rav Yochanan says you need Drasos Din Olas. We pass it like that, but it's only if you have a Kvius. If we don't have a Kvius of Rabim, we simply have Am Over in Beinehem, that allows itself. In any case, this is all the what you have now are almost all of the tools that you need to understand what's going on with the issues of Eruv. So what I'd like you to do at this point is two things. I'd like just to complete this, so that's number 24, and then move on to Carmelis number 25. Okay? So 24 is simply now open up a Shulchan Aruch and read the halachos and look at the Bir Halacha and put everything together as to whether the streets of a city nowadays lend themselves to have an Eruv. You have to take into account all of the factors. We have to take into account Rav Yehuda, we have to take into account Rabbanan, take into account Rav Yochanan, take into account the world of Tzuras HaPesach, what exactly is it, and which Rishonim are we going to have to paskin like in order to be able to get to what we call classically nowadays, except for this past Shabbos, in other words, an Eruv that maybe one can carry and one can carry. That we'll start off with, Emir Tzashem, and then we'll begin the world of Carmelis, then Mokom Ptur, and then whatever is left in Shabbos we'll do. But we will have covered, I mean, a good part of Eruvin, but also we'll already have seen a good part of Davav, Dav Zayin, Dav Ches, etc. So, but then we'll fill in the missing pieces after we finish Carmelis and Makom Tur. Karpaf, which is where Rabbi Bednarsh began, we will get to on Dav Ches. Dav Ches deals with Karpaf, we'll deal with it there, even though Tosfos mentions it here on Davav. We'll hold off. But let's just see. We dealt with Rishus Harabim, Rishus HaYachid. Now we'll deal with Carmelis and Makom Tur. I'm sorry for being more like Rav Rosenzweig than myself, but it's hard to learn the sugyas without knowing what we're talking about. Okay.
Well, that's